This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. The federal trial of Emin and Ryan Bundy continues this week in Portland, Oregon. The Bundys and their associates are charged with leading the armed takeover of that wildlife refuge in eastern Oregon earlier this year. The Bundys have a strict interpretation of the U.S. Constitution, one that calls for a turnover of federal lands in the West to local and private control. Still, though, as Mitchell Hartman reports from our bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, government has a hold on that region that reaches beyond the land to people's jobs and pocketbooks.
The small town of Goldendale in central Washington sits on a dry, windswept plateau in a county where more than one in four jobs is a government job. Neil Slater is 60 and firmly rooted in the private sector as a fourth-generation rancher. He also earns money training horses and volunteers training teenagers to handle horses in a summer rodeo Bible camp at the county fairgrounds.
I coach the heading and the team roping, and then we've got goat tie and barrel racing.
Slater is a conservative Republican, and he agrees with the Bundys that the federal government doesn't have a constitutional right to own or manage most land in the West. He thinks government bureaucrats just don't get how people survive out here.
We got people putting rules and regulations in place that have nothing to do, no attachment to the land.
But he's got a dilemma because he also benefits from some of those rules and regulations to graze his 200 head of cattle.
With programs that government funded, some of them are really good. Me, myself, we've drilled 3 wells with assistance that we've got solar panels on, got water where we didn't have water, which really helps.
And the federal workers who administer that U.S. Department of Agriculture program here?
In our government office here, we have some really good people. We have several farmers' wives that actually work in there to keep their farms going and stuff, and they're great to work with.
Damon Runberg is an economist at the Oregon Employment Department in Bend, about 150 miles south of Goldendale. And he says this big federal footprint is a common pattern across the West.
In general, we see a correlation with the higher the percentage of the land covered in public land, the higher the employment base would be in public employment.
And among the highest prevalence of government jobs in Oregon, Harney County, site of the recent Western Land Rebellion. 49% of jobs are in federal, state, or local government, from Forest Service firefighters to local school teachers to Bureau of Land Management accountants. Compare that to urban Portland with around 13% government jobs. In Burns, the Harney County seat, I meet Chris Bryles. He's the former fire chief here, and he organized a local support group for the Bundys. He acknowledges a lot of his neighbors make their living in government agencies.
When the environmentalists and everybody shut down all the logging, people had to have jobs of some kind.
But he still wants all the federal land turned over to local control and most of the related state and federal jobs eliminated.
And take the resources that are within the county and manage them by people that live here in the county.
Just down the street, I sat down at a local coffee shop with Isabel Floreau. Her husband is a USDA scientist who does research at the wildlife refuge. Families like hers on the federal payroll have above-average incomes for the region and get health and retirement benefits many in agriculture and ranching lack.
Antagonism against the federal government is palpable. Although it is a ranching community, it is a fact that the public sector drives the economy here.
Scott Cooper is a former county judge and now runs Central Oregon's biggest social service agency, two-thirds funded by state and federal government. He says many locals can't make a living off the land, logging or ranching anymore, and then they see government workers managing that land and living pretty well.
I think it's a logical consequence of poverty that was created right after the loss of the federal land base for a lot of industry. People are poor and they're hurting and they're angry and they're looking for somebody to blame it on.
Cooper says there's not much private sector job growth forecast for these rural counties, meaning government jobs will be a major engine of the economy for years to come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.